It is Sunday, October 6th, 2013. Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Good morning. You know how much I hate morning, right? I really hate morning. But I'm here because I get to talk about theater.
Which you really love.
And there's some fine theater going on this weekend in Northwest Arkansas. 4,000 Miles, not ready to wrap up yet, at Theater Squared. More weekend.
Yeah, today, tonight, and then a whole nother weekend.
A whole nother weekend. It's an Amy Herzog play, was a finalist for a Pulitzer Prize.
Won the Obie in 2012 for Best New American Play.
About a 21-year-old college dropout who bicycles across the country only to land at the Greenwich Village apartment of his 91-year-old communist grandmother.
Mm-hmm. So this is a comedy.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's one of those things that they call a comedy drama,
but I think
which more and more things are.
But there's plenty of comedy.
This is at 7:30 on Fridays and Saturdays, 2 and 7 today, and again through next weekend. Mm-hmm. And tickets start at $22 at 443-5600. If you've seen In the Company of Men, you know what to expect from playwright Neola Butte.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I saw The Shape of Things, and I think it took me 2 days to get my mouth to close. And The Shape of Things is kind of the distaff side of In the Company of Men. Mm-hmm. You will be absolutely shocked at the end of the play, which is on stage this weekend at Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville. It's a love story about a part-time college student who meets the girl of his dreams and is swept off his feet, and soon everything is just changing in his life. He loses weight, he gets a better haircut, he changes his wardrobe, and it's all wonderful, except that his friends Jenny and Philip begin to worry that Evelyn, the girl, has pushed things too far. And then you find out what really happened.
Yeah, this is there was a movie version of this as well.
Yes. It's on at 2 o'clock today and again at 7 o'clock, October 10, 11, and 12, and 2 o'clock next Sunday at White Auditorium in Burns Hall at Northwest Arkansas Community College. Tickets are $8.
Uh-huh.
And getting your jaw shut is your own problem. And finally, a play I don't know but I'm fascinated by. It's called The Clean House. Another Pulitzer nominee.
Right.
This is at the university.
Yes.
This is at the university in Fayetteville. The premise is that Lane, who is a doctor, has a Brazilian housekeeper who doesn't like to clean, but likes to think about jokes.
Yeah, wants to be a comedian, actually.
Lane also has a sister who wants to clean and a husband who's a surgeon who's in love with one of his patients. And somewhere in there, there's surrealism.
Yeah, it's sort of a magical realism sort of take.
I mean, if you're used to, like, Edward Albee, you can dive right into this and know exactly what's going on. Two great lines from the play. Love isn't clean like that. It's dirty, like a good joke. And I think maybe heaven is a sea of untranslatable jokes, only everyone is laughing. 2 o'clock today, 8 o'clock Wednesday through Saturday, and 2 o'clock next Sunday at University Theater. And tickets are $16 for adults. Don't forget the American Girl Fashion Show this afternoon. Two shows, 12:30 and 4, at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Walker Landing Arts from 1 to 3 at Crystal Bridges, Make Art Outside. And it's a fall festival at Hobbs State Park near Rogers, with blacksmithing, weaving, spinning, a Civil War physician, old-time games, and music, and that's from 1 to 4.
And that's free, right?
It is.
Okay.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.